Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Friday, October the 25th, and on today's show, I give my official prediction as South Carolina travels to Knoxville, Tennessee to take on the Volunteers on Saturday afternoon. Before we dive into everything, this is a podcast brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the best ticket buying app by far, the only ticket buying app I use, and the only one I'd recommend. You guys hear me talk about them a lot. SeatGeek is by far the best ticket buying app you can use out there by far. They've got tickets to literally anything and everything you can think of. I get all of my South Carolina Gamecocks football tickets through SeatGeek. I use them for everything else. They're super simple, super easy to use. Whether you need tickets to Gamecocks football, Gamecocks sporting events, obviously basketball season coming up, baseball season will be here before you know it. You're going to need your tickets to that as well. Whether you're going to any concerts, comedy club events, it doesn't even have to be sports, but NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, literally anything and everything you need tickets to, SeatGeek's going to have it there. Like I said, I get my South Carolina Gamecocks football tickets through SeatGeek. They have a great selection and a ticket rating system, which really does all the work for you. You know, I don't have to go on there and see what type of deal I'm getting, or I don't have to see, hey, like, you know, compare and contrast all the prices and, you know, do all the hard work. SeatGeek does all the work for you. They actually do what they do is they rate the ticket based on the type of deal you're getting. So they're going to tell you whether you're getting a steal, whether you're getting ripped off, if you should buy those tickets, if you shouldn't buy those tickets that you're looking at. And what it's going to do, because I know for me, it gives me that peace of mind that when I click the buy button, I know off the jump that I'm getting the best bang for my buck automatically. Go download the SeatGeek app, go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code SPURSUP. You're actually going to save $20 off your first purchase. So again, guys, not only are you getting the best bang for your buck automatically when you're getting a deal, but you're going to save $20. I mean, take that $20, put it in your gas tank, go out to the bar, have a good time after the game, buy some food and drinks in the stadium, whatever you got to do. But I'm literally handing you $20. I'm basically just handing you a $20 bill right now if you use the promo code SPURSUP. Again, they've got tickets to everything you can think of, especially I know if you're listening to this, you are a Gamecocks fan. Be sure, again, download SeatGeek or SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code SPURSUP, that's S-P-U-R-S-U-P, to save $20 off your first purchase. All right, let's get into it. All right, I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show, as always. Happy Friday, everyone. It is game day eve. South Carolina team is certainly on the road, traveled to Knoxville, Tennessee to take on the Tennessee Volunteers. And what I've already talked about is a very, very pivotal game for both teams. Gamecocks looking to get back to 500. Tennessee, obviously, looking to get to 3-5 and keep their bowl hopes alive on the 2019 season. Going to give my official prediction here for this one. You know, again, South Carolina looking for a win, looking to bounce back after the Florida game, recording this on Thursday night. And I think fans and maybe the team alike are still talking about the refs from last Saturday. So I'm ecstatic for this game to happen so we can have something else to talk about and something on the field as far as football is concerned. But jumping right into it, giving my official prediction, you know, this game really, really interesting. You know, just looking at first the Vegas line, I've already talked about it. This week, you know, South Carolina only a 4-point favorite. I've seen a lot of different predictions for this football game. You know, some people, I know a lot of South Carolina fans want to see the blowout. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of people picking the upset in this game, which I think is a really trendy and sexy pick right now for whatever reason. Even with Brian Maurer being out for Tennessee, that's what's really been surprising to me is that people are actually picking Tennessee with their starting quarterback out. They're actually putting their faith and stock in Jarrett Garantano and the third-string quarterback whose name slips my mind right now. But they're actually putting their faith in those guys versus a Ryan Helinski. And, you know, I know South Carolina without Rico Dowdle this Saturday for sure. Unfortunately, it sounds like they're going to be out without him for 2 or 3 weeks. But, you know, you take a look at this game and really this series. You know, this has been a crazy close series no matter how you slice it up. I talked about it on yesterday's show. The margins of victory since 2012 have been like 3-2, 3-3-3, 6-3. I mean, it's been crazy that no matter where South Carolina is as a football team, no matter where Tennessee is as a football team, these games have been incredibly close. The Gamecocks, I've already talked about the significance of this one, you know, not just for the 2019 season, but moving forward as a program, you know, if you're wanting to make progress and take the steps you need to take to show this fan base that, hey, we're making progress, we're getting better as a program, These are the type of 50-50 swing games that you have got to win and take advantage. Obviously, South Carolina and Tennessee, you know, really go head-to-head very often on the recruiting trail. So this is certainly a big game in that aspect as well. But, you know, looking at, again, this 2019 season, obviously the importance of getting to a bowl game, because I think if South Carolina loses this football game, it's going to be really, really, really hard for them to get to a bowl game. You'd be sitting at 3-5 with Vanderbilt, App State, A&M, and Clemson upcoming. Basically having to beat, you know, obviously Vandy, App State, but having to go on the road and either beat Texas A&M or beat Clemson at home to get that sixth win. You know, Tennessee needs to be that sixth win. So, again, I think for the 2019 season, just in general, this is a huge game for South Carolina as far as getting to a bowl is concerned. Because I, you know, at Texas A&M will be a very tough game. I know A&M's not great this year, but that'll be a tough game. Then obviously Clemson at home. And what more you need to say about that when the Gamecocks will be heavy, heavy underdogs in that football game. But, you know, with this game, it's really interesting because I'll be honest with you guys. Earlier in the week, you know, probably Monday, Tuesday, I was feeling pretty nervous about this one. But for whatever reason, I just, you know, something about this game, I think it's just being a South Carolina fan and knowing South Carolina football as well as we all do. You know, it's always scary when the Gamecocks go on the road and go into a game that they are supposed to win. You know what I mean? This is a game that South Carolina, you feel like, should win. It's supposed to win. Heck, is favored to win. Knoxville has really been a house of horrors for Gamecock football. I mean, the biggest margin of victory win South Carolina's ever had in Knoxville was 2011. They won 14-3. And I mean, that's right in the middle of the prime of the Steve Spurrier era, you know, some of the best teams in school history. You know, we all think back to, you know, 2013, South Carolina's basically SEC title hopes dashed in Knoxville by Marquez North. There have been some real heartbreaking, tough losses in Knoxville, in Columbia, even against Tennessee. These games have been super, super competitive and super back and forth. I will say this, though. As the week has worn on, for whatever reason, I can't really explain why, my confidence has really been growing all week long. And I think what it really stems from is I just simply can't fathom seeing South Carolina lose this football game. This is a game that you absolutely have to win. You have to win. There's just really no other way to put it. And I it's a situation where I don't even really want to think about a scenario in which South Carolina doesn't win the football game. Obviously, I know that's a possibility and that, you know, obviously the Gamecocks are going to need to play their best football and Tennessee could certainly get the win. Again, South Carolina only a 4-point favorite. But when I take a look at this football game, man, it's just I can't see a scenario in which Tennessee gets the win. I've got South Carolina winning this football game on Saturday afternoon. Again, I think the Gamecocks know this is a must-win type of game. You know, I joked during the week that, you know, I hope South Carolina is ready to play because all we've heard is people talking about the referees and looking back on Florida. And, you know, really in my mind, I'd like to turn the page and focus all on Tennessee. But I think this team will be prepared. I think this team will be focused. I think this coaching staff will have these guys ready to go. And I think they'll have a good game plan in place. And let's just put it out there. Tennessee is not a good football team. Period. That's the facts. That's what matters on Saturday. Not the series history, not the margins of victories over the last six or seven games. The 2019 version of South Carolina, Tennessee. Tennessee is not a good football team. We're talking about a football team that lost to Georgia State. And yes, I understand it was the beginning of the season. Teams change. Heck, South Carolina lost to North Carolina, for Christ's sake. But what about this Tennessee football team tells you that they have even the talent to beat South Carolina? Because there isn't one position group where I sit there and look at Tennessee and think to myself, oh man, like they've really got the Gamecocks here. It's a bad matchup. You know what I mean? Because it's a game of football. It's all about matchups. There's not one place I look on the field and say, wow, this is a bad matchup for South Carolina. The only thing I would say that doesn't really concern me, but I'll be watching, you know, Ty Chandler's a really good running back for the Vols, and Juwan Jennings is a good wide receiver. But outside of that, I mean, and I trust the Gamecocks defense. I think offensively, South Carolina should be able to move the football fairly well. I do think this will be a close game for the majority of the game because these have been back and forth type of affairs. I'm not one that's sitting here telling you I think South Carolina is going to go in there and win 38-10 or 44-20 like I've seen some of the fan base predicting. I know that's probably more wishful thinking than a rational prediction. But, you know, I think South Carolina, given my prediction here, I think South Carolina does go into Knoxville on Saturday. I think they do take care of business. I think the Gamecocks understand the importance of this football game. I don't think they'll be overlooking the Vols or unfocused or, you know, anything like that. What is the mindset? And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, South Carolina, and are they going to be – what about Tennessee? I mean, this team is a dumpster fire. This program is a dumpster fire. I said on Thursday's show, one of the keys to the game to me is start fast, because I think if South Carolina can do that, punch Tennessee in the mouth early on, what's this? I mean, is this Tennessee team really going to respond? I mean, what positive things are going on in Knoxville right now where you're proud to be a Tennessee fan, or that this group of players is going to respond in a positive manner? And I just don't see it. So, you know, I think without Brian Maurer in there, it's going to be really tough for the Vols to do anything offensively. I think the Gamecocks, I think Ryan Helinski does bounce back. I'm not saying the passing game is going to be perfect, because I think there's still some things with him being a true freshman they've got to work through. The loss of Rico Dowdle obviously really sucks, but I do think Tavian Feaster can carry the load for South Carolina. You saw him last week, 25 for 175 against a defense that I would say – is much better than Tennessee's. I don't think that's a bold prediction by any stretch of the imagination. I think the defense is about bounce back game. I think they're going to get a couple of turnovers for South Carolina. Like I told you guys last week, I'm a huge believer in the defensive line and kind of what they're doing on defense. And since Will Muschamp took over the play calling duties on defense, how much better they've been. I think defense is a good day. I've got the Gamecocks getting the win in Knoxville, getting to 4-4 on the season. Final score, South Carolina 27, Tennessee 17. Like I said, I told you guys I was nervous as hell earlier in the week. I've been feeling better and better and better as we get closer to the game, because simply put, one, I think South Carolina as a team has to know this is an absolutely must win. This is – I don't know if this is more of a – and you may say this is the same thing, but I don't know if this is more of a must win or is this a can't lose. You cannot lose this football game. You cannot lose this football game. And I don't think South Carolina will. Again, I think the Gamecocks get the win. I do think it's close back and forth the whole game. Maybe South Carolina gets a late touchdown to get the backdoor cover, if you will, make it 27-17. Maybe they're leading 20-17 in the fourth quarter, get another touchdown late. But South Carolina is the better football team. They got the better quarterback. They got the better receivers. They got the, you know, at least an adequate running back, giving Ty Chandler some credit. They're better on the line of scrimmage. I think South Carolina defensively is better. I just don't understand, besides just wanting to pick an upset and wanting to go with a home underdog, which it's a sexy pick, going with the home dog. It's a sexy pick. But outside of that, I don't see anything on the field, which is where the game will be decided. I don't see anything on the field that tells me that Tennessee is going to come out and play to some level that we haven't seen is going to beat South Carolina. I just don't see it. So, again, I got Gamecocks 27, Tennessee 17. If you're going to Knoxville, enjoy the trip. Stay safe. Again, happy Friday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Should be a lot of fun. Obviously, I'll be covering everything on Saturday. I may even be making the trip to Knoxville. You guys will obviously see on social media, and I'll be sure to let you know. But that's something that may be in the works right now. I'd really love to get up there. Never been to Knoxville, never been to Neyland. Would love to get up there and see our boys bring home the W. So, again, I got South Carolina winning this one 27-17, my official prediction for Saturday's game. That's going to do it for this episode of the Spurs Up Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I am Chris Phillips. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.